We ought to break the right kind of bread in the right quantities and with the right people. And what we're just trying to do, we're a couple of coaches here, a former lawyer who is a pastor and broadcaster and a doctor. We're trying to coach you and urge you and cheer you on to defeat this terrible terrorist called cancer.
Amen.
Beating cancer, your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries. Get it on our website, saveus.org, www.saveus.org, beating cancer. And I want to urge you to become a partner. Friends, we just can't do this by ourselves, and it costs, you have no idea how much money it costs to bring this program to you. If you value it, send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you, and let's get out there and beat cancer.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you that views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be those of Doc Marquis, and Doc has a fascinating background. Doc Marquis, thank you so very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Why don't you give our listeners just a little idea of your background, who you are, and certainly your relationship to the occult movement that plays such a profound part in what's unfolding in the world today.
Well, sure. Well, I'm sure by now most of your listeners have heard of the organization known as the Order of the Illuminati. Now, I was raised in an Illuminati family. This was not something, obviously, I chose, but this was something I was born into. So when I was 3 years old, I was brought to a special ceremony in which I was dedicated to Lucifer and the cause of the Illuminati. Now, at first, for some people, this may sound really bizarre, but when we compare it to other religions of the world, it's really something that could be considered normal. You go to any Christian church, their children are being dedicated to God. However, in the occult world, especially in the Illuminati, I was dedicated to the cause of Lucifer. So for the next 10 years of my life, I remain in what's known as the outer court. Now, that is best understood as the Illuminati's version of a seminary. This is where you're taught all the rites, the rituals, spellcasting, astrology, human sacrifice, the 8 nights of human sacrifice, all of it. So by the time I was 13 years old, I was brought to my initiation ceremony. Now, what happened? They brought out a book that was made out of lamb's hide. Now, that book in the occult world is known as the Book of the Dead. This is obviously something completely opposite of what you'd find in the Holy Scriptures, because Jesus Christ has the Lamb's Book of Life. So, in essence, really, when you sit back and take a look at the occult world for what it is, you'll find out that most of the things are either a direct reversal or some type of perversion from the Scriptures. In the end, Satan himself really hasn't had any original ideas. After they brought out the Book of the Dead, they brought forth a silver knife. Now, in the occult world, that's known as athame. They took that knife and they sliced my arm wide open. Then they passed me a quilled feather. Now, I took that quilled feather, dipped it in my own blood, and signed my new occult name in the Book of the Dead. Once I had done that, I was fully initiated as a first-level Illuminist. For the next 4 years, all the way through until I was 17, I was still going through learning all very particular rites and rituals because my family bloodline happens to go all the way back to 1789, and the Illuminati is one of the oldest bloodlines. And because of that, eventually I was supposed to sit on the Council of 13, which is why they were pushing me to learn all this advanced stuff as fast as I could. Now, what was going on at that time, and this would have been, well, okay, let me back up a little. In the late 60s, early 70s, the Illuminati had been trying to get their own priests and priestesses into the various military branches, and they wanted to get them recognized as chaplains. But the problem was they didn't have any federal recognition. Witchcraft and such wasn't federally recognized back then.
All right, fine. Well, of course it is now. Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment. Go right ahead, Doc.
You want me to continue, sir? Hello?
Go right ahead. You were just saying that witchcraft, Luciferian wasn't, the Illuminati wasn't recognized. Witchcraft, I do believe that they actually recognize witchcraft in the military now, don't they?
Well, yes, and I'll explain to you how that happened. As it happened to have come across, the Illuminati was going to have their people sent in no matter what. So what had happened, they ordered a number of us to go into the four military branches of the United States for infiltration purposes. You see, we were under orders to follow a three-pronged attack. The first part of that attack was to set up a fully operative coven at every single military base we went to. The second part, we were to recruit key members of the military into these covens. This way, whatever they had access to, we now had access to. And the third part of that attack, we were to make sure that every single branch of the occult world would receive federal recognition. And unfortunately, as you and I were just discussing, we were too good at what we did, because back in April of 1978, if we look at the Army Chaplain's Handbook on Religious Requirements, for the very first time in history, you will find major occult religions listed in it. They have their burial rites, their religious practices, their Sabbaths and holidays. It's all in there. And it's unfortunate because it was people like me and others who went into the military under the orders of the Illuminati who carried out these plans. And as a born-again Christian now, I can tell you I so regret what I had done. But unfortunately now, it's a little too late.
All right, fine. Well, basically, so gradually, little bit, because there were obviously people working at the highest echelons of government who were fostering this sort of thing. But, of course, was it simply the occult? I mean, certainly in many branches of the occult, there's Satanism. I know there's satanic families and satanic rituals. How do you differentiate, say, a satanic bloodline from an Illuminati bloodline? Are they really one and the same?
Okay, well, if we were to look at it from a Christian perspective, it's umbrellaed under the same thing. See, in the occult world, witches don't recognize Satanists as being...
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney. Dr. Marquis was just talking about how in the military, now, of course, they are allowed to have witches working as chaplains of the military. You probably didn't know that, but that is actually true. And then I was asking him, Sydney, certainly the difference between Satanism and Illuminati. I've known a one woman who was raised in a satanic family and went through something very, very similar at 3 or 4 years of age, of being first indoctrinated into these satanic rituals. And I was asking, Doc, is there a difference really between satanic bloodline and Illuminati bloodline? What are your thoughts on that, Doc?
Well, coming from an Illuminati perspective, they look down upon the Satanists and anyone else, because according to the belief system in the Illuminati, you can't get any real power, shall we say, metaphysical or occult power, by sacrificing just animals, okay? Things like that you'll find in, from the Illuminati perspective, lower branches of the occult world. They are convinced the ultimate form of power comes from human blood. And again, this is a mockery of what we find in the Holy Scriptures. Scripture tells us in the book of Romans that we're supposed to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. In the occult world, they want a dead human sacrifice, someone that they can kill.
Well, we do know that the FBI has been playing this down. They have people who, anybody starts talking about human sacrifice and Satanism, FBI immediately sends people out to say, oh, it's all imaginary, this sort of thing doesn't go on, and yet I'm firmly convinced it does go along, and certainly we have a great deal of evidence over it. We have people like the son of Sam Keller, who was part of a group, not Illuminist, but certainly a satanic-like group, the Process Church of the Lateral Day Judgment, and they were just going around murdering people in New York, and of course the authorities absolutely refused to try to track down the other members after the son of Sam, David Berkowitz, admitted that he was part of a satanic cult. And they refused, the high officials in the city of New York absolutely refused to try to pick up the rest of the people in that satanic cult. You have to ask yourself why. But go ahead, Doc. Did you ever run into this sort of thing?
Oh, yes. When I was in the Illuminati, it's something, and I hate to say this, but it's something you just get used to, because that's just the way things are. See, this may be difficult for some people to accept, but the fact remains, not everyone in America is born in a Christian family. People need to wake up to that simple fact. There are other religions here. And I'm not talking about nice, kind, pleasant religions. We're talking about the kind which you were describing, where you will get a David Berkowitz, who is in a satanic cult. Then we have, let's go to the Process Church of the Latter-day Saints, the Process Church, which is where Charles Manson came from, even though he ended up in the Illuminati. Then let's talk about the First Church of Satan that was started by Anton von der LaVey. There are so many different occult branches. And if we look at the figures, according to the Council of World Churches, right now there are more than 1 million people initiated into the occult world every single year in America. And that number is staggeringly high compared to the Christian religion.
Well, I think that most Christians have no idea about this world because, of course, the Christian organizations have been infiltrated, and, of course, this information is not allowed out. You go to major Christian meetings of major Christian organizations, and these things are never allowed to be discussed, and you have to ask yourself, why? Well, they certainly don't want the Christian ministers, who should be the guardians of the flock, to be telling the flock really what's going on. And this is why most Christians have no idea about the things you're talking about. But they're not imaginary. They're very real. Go ahead, Doc.
Well, going to what you were saying, I'm absolutely stupefied over the fact that the pastors, who are the spiritual shepherd of their flock, who won't tell them this stuff. I mean, from what my Bible tells me, Dr. Stan, we are in a spiritual battle. This is war. Christ himself said, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. He said he brought a sword. Why? Because we are in a spiritual battle. And I am completely perplexed as to why most of the preachers won't inform their congregations of this. Too often I've heard of people telling me about the love gospel, the make me feel gospel, the prosperity gospel. Whatever happened to the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Well, we got real problems. Well, anyway, let's get back, of course, to your story. And, of course, you were 17. You were being prepared to sit on the Council of 13. What is the Council of 13?
Well, the Council of 13, they are the most powerful group in the Illuminati. It's through them that all the orders of the Illuminati hierarchy is gone through. It's through that one branch of the Illuminati. It consists of 13 people, and they answer to no one except the Rothschild family in England. They are the top. They are considered literal, physical, walking gods on the face of the earth. No one says no to them for any reason. Now, after I was 17, as I stated before, I was sent into the military for that three-pronged attack, and unfortunately, we were too good at what we did. Now, I was stationed at Fort Lewis, Washington, and one day, I was walking down the road. I had to go to the PX to pick up a couple things, but on the way, I met a fellow colleague of mine in the medical field. It was no one I really knew, more or less just an associate. And he struck up a conversation, and we were talking for a couple of minutes. And right when I was about to leave, he turned to me and asked me. Now, back then, I thought this was the silliest question he could have asked me. He asked me if I would like to go to church with him on Sunday. Well, of course, he didn't know I was a Luciferian witch back then. But to make a long story short, I told him no. What had happened from that day on, for the next 3 years, and Dr. Stan, I am not lying when I say this, for the next 3 years of my life, it seemed no matter where I went, no matter how far I went, there was some born-again Christian just waiting in the rafters to witness to me. To put it quickly, on April 15th, 1979, 3 years later, I finally understood what I was doing in light of what the Christians had been telling me all along. So on that day, April 15, 1979, and I admit it, I walked into a Christian church. I was a sold-out slave of Satan, but God be praised, that day I left as a born-again child of the King. And for the last, it's been almost 32 years, I've been fighting against the organization of the Illuminati and exposing their plans for the New World Order and everything else involved in it.
Well, it's strange how God works, but sometimes he has a plan for people, and I'm sure probably there are people praying for you, and God does work in strange and mysterious ways. Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, if you have some questions about what you're hearing, if you just go up on the Internet and type in U.S. Army Chaplain Witchcraft, you'll find out that they have, witches in the military as chaplains. Why would you have witches in the military as chaplains? Because people at the highest level of our government and our Defense Department are involved in the occult. In fact, you remember when Hillary Clinton went to the White House? First went there, just after Bill was elected. What was that, 1992, and that would be 1993. And first thing she does is invite Jean Houston in. To conjure up the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi. And isn't it amazing that when Hillary Clinton was running for the presidency herself a couple of years ago, no one ever mentioned the fact that she had invited a medium to the White House to conjure up spirits. In fact, I have heard from people who were in the White House when she was there, there were regular coven meetings there in the White House. Could that sort of thing really be going on? And if it is, why is it that our religious leaders aren't talking to us about it? Well, go ahead. Anyway, of course, you walked into a Christian church, and what finally convinced you that Christianity was true and what you'd been doing was false?
Well, let me just add one thing to what you just said, Dr. Stan. That same year, the first year when her and her husband, Bill, were co-presidents, if everyone would like to just go back, it takes very little work, but you'll see that instead of putting an angel on, you know, the White House Christmas tree, she put a gold sun, a round, lighted, golden globe, which is the occult symbol for the sun god. It's among the oldest symbols in the occult realm. It's a physical evidence of her involvement.
Well, basically, of course, this permeates every aspect of our society, and the fact that it does, and is so seldom mentioned, and certainly not being brought out by our ministers, who really should be explaining to people the true nature of this spiritual battle that's being fought for the souls of men and the survival of a Christian civilization. But we find these forces at work in the military, certainly Barbara. Marks Hubbard, Sydney, who had a book channeled to her, The Revelation of Co-Creation. She acted actually as a consultant for the Defense Department. She actually certainly was a consultant for the Special Forces, Barbara Marks Hubbard, who in her book, The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, talked about the necessity of killing a quarter of the Pearl's population and then said, but that's not your job, that is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse, death.
Well, what finally convinced me that the Christians were right, there was an incident that had happened at a coven meeting. It was one that I was in charge of. At the end of most meetings...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Never supposed to send us against the enemy, and so he asked the man who was above him in the Illuminati, and he told him that they were concerned about the power of this Jesus, Doc Marquis said, "Do you mean to tell me there's somebody more powerful than Lucifer?" Because, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people who worship Lucifer in the world today, and here in America, many of them are in key positions. Under many circumstances, why, of course, the leader was furious. How did you actually leave the Illuminati? Did you just quit going to meetings? Because your whole life was really wrapped up in this, wasn't it?
Yes. What I did, I knew of this one church that was over in another state from where I used to live. I went there, and I never returned.
Well, now, what did you do about the military, though? Were you still in the military at this time?
Oh, no, at that point, I had already been honorably discharged.
Okay.
We had already finished getting all those occult religions federally recognized, so we literally finished the job, and after that, I just left.
Well, now, basically, we know that they have chaplains who are Wiccans. Do they actually allow Satanists there as well, or Illuminists?
Well, of course, if anyone... I'm not sure if it's on the web, but what they want to look for, it's called the Army Chaplain's Handbook on Religious Requirements. You want to look for the April 1978 edition. I have a copy of it in my possession, and it will list not just the witches, but the Satanists and others. As a matter of fact, I'm in the middle of producing a DVD series right now. And if people would like to, if they just go to the first DVD in that series, it's called The Secrets of the Illuminati, I provide all the evidence. You can see it for yourself on that DVD. All the documentation is right there for everyone to physically see.
Well, we'll be carrying that. Did David Bay distributing that for you?
Well, yes, that's David Bay of Cutting Edge Ministries. Ever since we started this project, which was back in October or the summer of last year, something like that, people have just been buying it off the shelves because for once the common thing I'm hearing from everyone is that for once they're getting the truth. This is what they're telling me. They're telling me that they're so glad for once they're getting the truth, and it's evidence that they can look up themselves, or they can see right there on the DVD itself.
Well, I think it's so amazing to realize that they really do, in the United States military, have chaplains who are witches, and it's hard, you know. You sort of want to shake your head and say, that couldn't be true, and if I'd worried about, I've got a whole page in front of me here of entries in the Internet on the background of witches, and I'd heard this for many years, knowing full well that they allow witches in the military. And ladies and gentlemen, people sometimes ask, well, why would we have 9/11? I mean, why would a loving God allow something as terrible as 9/11? And I'd like, this is just getting a little off track, but would you quickly address why you think a loving God would allow something as terrible as 9/11 to happen to America?
Well, you know, I've been asked this in the past quite a number of times when I've been on, you know, speaking tours and other things, and I tell the people, what makes you think this has anything to do with God. God can only act in a person's life if they ask him in. You see, every single one of us has free will. That's one of the greatest gifts God has given us, is free will. God can only and only act in our lives if we willingly, of our free will, allow him to act. He himself established free will, and he himself will never break it.
But, of course, we're talking about the people in the building. It wasn't their choice. Certainly a number of people were killed. I really think it's God bringing his judgment on this nation. I really believe that we are going to see terrible things happening because, every nation that's ever turned against God, God has brought terrible things to happen. And certainly sometimes, as they say, the rain falls on the righteous and the unrighteous as well.
Yes, it does.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Doc McKee as we go into the background of his, first of all, his conversion to Christianity, and then his crusade trying to talk to people about these truly dark forces. David Berkowitz, the son of Sam Keller, was a Satanist, as was Charles Manson, and they never tell you that. Dr. Stan, I guess, is Doc McKee. Well, anyway, of course, then after you had left the Illuminati and you set out to try to expose it, and certainly God must have protected you, were there actual attempts on your life?
Oh, Dr. Stan, I've lost count after all this time. I know it's been well over 50 different death attempts by now. They've tried to run me, they've shot at me, they've tried to poison me. They've done everything possible in the book. And, for the first 10 years, I really, shall we say, followed the rules. I try to keep a low radar, try to duck and cover, try not to let them know where I'm at or anything. But the truth of the matter is, I got to a point in my walk with Christ where I finally realized they can't touch me without God's permission. They, no matter how powerful they think they are, they can't touch one hair of my head. So it doesn't matter. I mean, really, if they kill me or not, Dr. Stan, it really doesn't matter. Because I'm going to go to God.
Just in case.
When I die, whether it's by their hand or a natural death or what have you, I'm going to see God.
Well, I think you have to look at it that way, and you, certainly if you have been able to survive this length of time, God has got to be the one who's preserved you. So are you at liberty to mention who the other person you know who survived is?
And that's Elaine Knoth.
Okay, that's fine. I can certainly understand why not.
No. The name is Elaine Knoth.
Oh, Elaine Knoth, okay. And she was actually part of the same group. Are there a number of Illuminati groups around, in other words, that trace their history back for many centuries? Or is there just one, as far as you know?
There's just one. There's a number of wannabe groups out there who try to claim they're Illuminati or that they're descended from the Illuminati. They're not. There's only one.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and you must understand there are satanic groups out there. There are witchcraft groups out there, lots of them here. And then, of course, Doc says there's other groups that claim that they're Illuminati, etc., and they can call them Illuminum ones, Illuminum one, something of that sort. But he says that there's just one real group that traces it back. Now, do you feel that this is traced back to the time of Adam Weishaupt, or is this traced to sometime in the 1800s?
We can bring it all the way back to Babylon itself.
Oh, well, certainly. That is the foundation of all of these ideas toward the world government and the destruction of religion. But I'm just speaking of the formality we call it. They didn't really call it Illuminati until, or they may have called them Illumined Ones, but there was, we know, a specific organization that existed in the 1776.
That was started by Dr. Adam Weishaupt.
Right.
Yes. And further proof of that can be found on the back of a $1 bill. You look at the two great seals. Those aren't the two seals of the United States of America. Those are the two seals of the Order of the Illuminati. Point of fact, in order for any, law, any tariff, any amendment, any ratification to amendment, any treaty, it has to bear both those seals. By law, both seals have to be on it. And I've challenged people for 32 years now. I'm up with one document that bear both those seals, and you prove they belong to the United States of America. And not one person has ever succeeded, because those are not our seals. Those are the seals of the Illuminati.
Well,
I know, because I saw them used when I was in the Illuminati.
Right. Well, certainly the pyramid cap on the all-seeing eye is basically a symbol of the ancient mystery religions. Would you agree with that?
Of course.
And basically, people don't understand that pyramid, and specifically the triangle, capped by the glorified eye, in the triangle, and then containing the glorified eye, that is a symbol of the ancient mystery religions going back at least 4,000 years. So what is it doing on the back of the dollar bill? Oh, that's a Christian symbol. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not a Christian symbol. There are people within the Christian church who are trying to convince you that it's a Christian symbol, and America was all founded by Christians, and predominantly they were. But they're the real cultists there. And that's really the most important thing about the series that was produced by David Bay. It's called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. And there was a powerful Christian element here when America was founded. But there was a very powerful occult element, very well organized. Only a few members, but they dominated so much of what happened when this country was founded. But they had to conceal what they were doing. They had to conceal what they were doing, because the last thing they wanted was for the Christians to recognize that there is part of the Illuminati. At that time, people knew about the Illuminati. We're talking about the 1790s, and certainly there were many people, Timothy Dwight, Jonathan Edwards' grandson, was warning about the danger of the Illuminati. Jedediah Morris was warning about it. Certainly, George Washington was warning about it. Isn't it amazing now? Most people don't even know. My grandfather told my father almost 100 years ago about the Illuminati. Today, very few people know.
No, because the Illuminati has done an excellent spin doctor job of making it all look like this was just something that happened way back when, and it wasn't even what people thought it was supposed to have been. And now, unfortunately, people have bought the party line. More people really believe that none of this stuff could possibly go on. This is the 21st century. This is the enlightened age. We put people on the moon. We're planning on putting people on Mars now. So stuff like that can't possibly happen in this day and age.
Well, there's a continuing world revolution. I mean, the revolution, the modern revolution began in 1776. American Revolution was the first revolution. Oh, and it was carried out with a great deal of help from the Masons in France. And then, of course, the French Revolution in 1789, but it's a continuing revolution. And simply this 2 weeks ago, a revolution in Tunisia. Everybody says, oh, the people rising up because they've been oppressed. Ladies and gentlemen, revolutions don't happen. Somebody plans them. Somebody, of course, bribes the military to go along with it, pays the military leaders. Somebody's got a great deal of money to overthrow the Tunisian government. Other demonstrations, today certainly in Egypt, demonstrations today in Yemen. The Lebanese government has fallen within the last week. Total disarray and confusion there. Hezbollah seems to have taken control. I mean, the whole world, at least at that part of the world, is quaking with the rumbles of revolution, a continuing world revolution going back to the American Revolution. People do not understand. The world revolution is unfolding before our very eyes. And what's the ultimate goal there, Doc?
Literally speaking, and we'll find this in the prophecies of the Holy Scriptures, literally speaking, it's for them to create what they call the New World Order. The Illuminati and their puppets all are convinced that the Christians have got it wrong, that Lucifer belongs on the throne, and that through them and their power and Lucifer, they're going to take over everything. And let's face it, you know history as well as I do, Dr. Stan. They've been doing a very good job of it. And the reason is because most people don't recognize it, and those do. We just don't have enough people to stand up and say no.
And basically, of course, we have righteousness on our side. But, of course, if the people don't understand, they're incapable of reacting at all. Somebody just called in and said somebody named John Todd was a member of the Illuminati. Have you ever heard of him? I never have.
Yeah, I have heard of John Todd in the past, but in all honesty, I have never spoken to him myself. I know very little about him personally. I have heard he was in the Illuminati, and some of the things I've been told that he has stated in the past, I know for a fact, did go on in the Illuminati. But I've also been told that the man was murdered or something like that, and that he's dead now.
All right, fine. Well, I don't know. Just in passing, somebody had asked about it. Well, let's see now, of course, at the present time, why certainly America's having real problems. The average American doesn't understand why, when we took both Iraq, control of Iraq and Afghanistan, we set those governments up under Sharia law. And, of course, as a result, all the Christians have been, almost all of them, have been driven out of Iraq. Why would the U.S. military have established a government under Sharia law that would persecute the Christians? About 10% of the Iraqi population were a Christian. They lived very well and comfortably under the protection of the wicked Saddam Hussein. He wasn't a nice guy, but then neither is Mr. Hu, who was just ordered to the White House here recently, the dictator of communist China. But of course, we suddenly decided to get rid of one, and we suddenly are honoring the other in the White House, even though China actively persecutes Christians. Why would we be supporting a country that persecutes Christians? Why don't we use our pressure to try to get them to change? Oh, well, we're going to do that one of these days. And why would it be the President of the United States? I think he went to Notre Dame to University to speak, and there at the church, they had the auditorium, they had a cross behind him. You know, he insisted they cover up the cross before he went on the stage. The President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, insisted that they cover up the cross. Who was he afraid of offending?
Well, my question is, if he is supposedly, as he likes to try to lie and claim, that he's a Christian, why would he cover up the cross then?
I think that's a very good question. There's so many things so obvious, Doc, that everybody, you know, with an ounce of strength should understand. The goal is a one-world government, a one-world religion, and certainly not Christianity. They're doing everything they can to destroy Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, because that was the Masons who controlled the Supreme Court. Well, let's get a little bit into Masonry. Were you ever involved in Masonry, or have you studied Masonry? What are your thoughts about Masonry? Because I never met a Mason I didn't like. Most of them are wonderful people.
Well, the truth of the matter is 95% of all Masons have got a clue what's going on in their own temples. They're puppets, and they don't even know it. When I was in the Illuminati, I can tell you for a fact, If we go back to June 6, 1782, it was, Dr. Weishaupt had devised a plan in which he was infiltrating the Masons and certain other occult groups of his day and age. And he was taking out the best and brightest minds and bringing them in the Order of the Illuminati. Now, a couple years later, there was what's known as the Council of Wilhelmsbad in Bavaria, Germany. Representatives from the 28 Supreme Masonic Councils back then sent representatives to this meeting. At the end of that meeting, those representatives signed a blood contract with the Order of the Illuminati, vowing to follow their seven-part plan towards the creation of, and it's in Latin, Novus Ordo Seclorum, or what translates as the New World Order. And if you just take a look of the writings of the Masons and compare it to the Order of the Illuminati, you'll find out that there is absolutely no difference whatsoever.
Well, we know the Illuminati existed. In fact, we have carry a book written by the current Librarian of Congress, James H. Billington, called Fire in the Minds of Men, and he has a great deal about the Illuminati. It was real, and of course, suddenly it had a tremendous impact, and then, of course, it was suppressed, but there were all sorts of subsequent secret societies, whether it be Buonarroti or Babouf or Bonneville, and basically, of course, the thread in behind all of these was exactly the same thing, this effort to destroy Christianity. These were all founded in the occult, and always to bring about a one-world government. So there were secret societies that you could see. Now, we don't teach this in schools. Here's a book written by the Librarian of Congress. They make it very difficult to get. We do carry it, but you need to understand that this is not imaginary. It's real. It's the foundation of everything going on today, and the fact that this is never taught in most of our colleges. We have the League of the Just. And, of course, they financed Karl Marx, who wrote the Communist Manifesto. Where does communism fit into this, Doc?
Well, communism is just a synonym for, it's just a synonym for Illuminism. As you just pointed out, we were the ones that made sure that Lenin and the rest of his flunkies actually succeeded. At one point, we can trace this back to the records. The congressional records, where Lenin himself could have been stopped, but orders was given out that he'd be let back on a train. He was given $20 million in gold, mind you, and sent back to Russia. Now, when we look at the belief system of the of communism and compare it to Illuminism, you're going to find out that there was no difference, none whatsoever. If we look at communism, they don't believe in God, do they? Of course. Neither does anyone in the occult world. Look at how they believe that only a certain select few have the right to rule and run everyone else. Well, that's the Order of the Illuminati right there. Let's look at how many tens of millions of people died at the hands of these communist dictators. Guess what, folks? The same thing are in the same plans of the Order of the Illuminati. To this very day, they believe the world's overpopulated. And in order for them to control it properly, they state that two-thirds of the world must be done away with. And they've done it through various wars in other places. And trust me, we're going to see another major war coming, I think, sooner than most people realize.
Well, I hope you're wrong, but I fear you may be correct. I think the average individual is totally unprepared for the very difficult times that lie ahead, and certainly they're not prepared fiscally or financially, but mostly they're not prepared spiritually. Because, of course, after all, God would never let anything terrible happen to a good person. And yet, of course, God does allow terrible things to happen even to good people and even to innocent people. Don't ask me why. I can't explain it, but he does. And good people die, and very often, and certainly we see terrible things happening today. There's a planned program to eliminate large part of the population of this country. There are effective treatments for cancer. They're actively suppressed here. Those of you who listen to our programs regularly remember the story of Dr. Brzezinski, who had effective treatments for cancer, and they wanted to send him to prison for 300 years. They spent millions of tax dollars to send this innocent man. What was his crime? He had an effective treatment for cancer, but we could go. Well, that's another subject for another evening, and you'll be fascinated when we do some programs in the next week, I believe it is, going into the background of the forbidden treatments for cancer. They're there, but you're not allowed to have them, as certainly Dr. Richard Day, who is director of the medical division of Planned Parenthood, said back in 1969, people are going to have to die of something. There are too many people in the world. They might as well die of cancer. And we actually have a four-tape set on that. We call it the Due Order of the Barbarians because it is so foreign to the way we look at things. But, of course, there really is evil in the world. Doc, so what needs to be done at the present time? I know you're on doing all you can to educate people. And fortunately, David Bay, a good friend of ours, is doing a good job with his cutting edge. And Chris Pinto, and I know Chris has done a lot of filming with you. What advice would you give to our listeners tonight? What should they be doing?
The one and greatest and the most effective tool we can give the people now is education. You see, an educated person knows what he's looking for and sees it when it comes and is prepared. Those people who have no idea what's going on have their head stuck in the sand like an ostrich, and they will never see it coming before it's too late. Education is the key solution to the problem.
And Chris.
get this feeling I can't explain. Then you tell me to stop.
Smart investors know what's happening. The Chinese are cutting back dramatically on the purchase of American treasury bills. That's why Ben Bernanke is having to buy up so much of our debt. And you know, one of the most amazing things, here we are today, why, of course, we're having to borrow $4 to $5 billion every day. And since they're unable to sell all that, why, Mr. Bernanke is having to buy our own bonds so that we will have money to continue the, for the government to continue operating. And despite the fact we have to borrow $5 billion a day, we're still giving $3 or $4 billion a year to Egypt. And we're giving money to dictators all over the world and spending $750 billion on our military, more money than all the rest of the nations of the world put together. And who are we defending ourselves against? We're not defending ourselves against anybody. It's all about the American Empire, preparation for the New World Order. Well, do you think most people have any idea what's really going on, Melody? Are we beginning to get through to people that they understand that things are not as they appear to be?
You know, some days I think we are, and other days I don't think so. You know, it's encouraging to hear from my clients that they've been talking to a family member for a long period of time, and now you see those family members coming into gold. They're realizing that there's something wrong. They're realizing that, you know, they do need to preserve what they have. Now, I'm not so sure if it was just because the price of gold was rising significantly that brought their attention and their interest to purchasing gold and silver, or if they really do have an understanding that there's something wrong. I think most people realize that you cannot spend your way out of your debt. I mean, and you can't have a central bank continue to buy your debt. I mean, it's you know, just against all logic, and it doesn't work. So they might understand a little bit about that, perhaps if they have a family member that has been unemployed or they're being affected by the downturn in the economy, and they have their 401s or their IRAs, and they want to protect those. Those people might have a little bit better understanding. But every day I hear people say, you know, you go to the shopping malls, you go to the restaurants, and everything seems packed. It's like people are everywhere. It looks as though they are spending. And it kind of goes against what you see and what you know. So I think it's a mixture of how people are really beginning to view things. And I think there's a lot of confusion out there because of that. And so we'll just have to hopefully just continue to try to educate and people and clients and listeners, when they continue to talk to their family members, That's what's really important, and that's how you really get people to begin to understand.
Well, I think that we have to recognize about 20% of the population is unemployed, and the rest of them are still. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Melody is saying, you know, you go to the malls, you go to restaurants, so it's, you know, things are, seem to be a lot better. A lot of people there, a lot of people buying. And, well, we've got about 80% of the population still have their jobs. You've got about 20% who either are unemployed or certainly have underemployed or having to take jobs at a much lower level. But we do know that in 2008, why about 2009, I should say, 1 million people lost their homes. 2010, 1 million people lost their homes. It'll be more than that this year will lose their homes because these people just aren't making enough money to make the payments on their homes. And certainly we do know that probably at least 25% of the people would have mortgages in this country today. Why, their homes are worth less than the mortgages. In other words, they're underwater. And a lot of those people down the line, if the housing market doesn't stabilize, they're just going to walk away. I mean, why would you want to keep putting money into a house that isn't worth the mortgage that you're paying on? So unless you can, of course, get the bank to modify that mortgage. And they have all these government programs. I mean, they've had at least half a dozen government programs to keep people in their homes, and aw shucks, none of them work. Yet, of course, the smartest people in the world are running our government. They can't come up with a program to actually keep people in their homes. In fact, that's what the TARP funds were for. Henry Paulson said this is for Main Street, is to help the common people, to keep them in their homes. And this is not to bail out Wall Street. It's insisted on that. We had to have that money so we could keep people in their homes. As soon as he got his bony fingers on the money, he immediately gave it to his friends on Wall Street. But nothing could be done because, of course, when they wrote the legislation, when Barney Frank, who is a degenerate in my opinion, and an opinion of many people, when Barney Frank, a long-time degenerate member of Congress, wrote the legislation on the TARP, he forgot to put in what the money was to be used for. He forgot to stipulate that it was to be used to help Main Street, not Wall Street. And then when Henry Paulson gave the money to Wall Street to lend in America so that we could get the economy going, he forgot to tell the banks where they were lending the money. So they lent it in China and India and Dubai and Spain, but they didn't lend it in America because they did not want to recover. They wanted this whole economic collapse, and they've sure been successful. Well, certainly our guest is Melody Cedarstrom. If you have a question or comment on what's going on financially, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Melody, certainly the instability over in the Middle East, I would think that this would cause a lot of people to be very, very concerned. I mean, certainly we've seen the overthrow of the Tunisian government. We're told that there are violent demonstrations in Egypt. There are violent demonstrations in Yemen. The government of Lebanon has fell about a week ago, and the Hezbollah, the radical Islamists, have taken control there. We know that Turkey, within the last 3 to 4 months, has left the pro-Western camp and joined the camp there of the radical Islamists. We know that Israel's anticipating a war, and of course there's no way that, at least without God's intervention, that this little tiny country, it's some places it's only maybe 8 or 9 feet wide between the border and the sea. It's long and skinny, but how they will survive with 45,000 sophisticated missiles in the hands of Hezbollah coming from Iran. I mean, where did the money come from? It came from Iran. Where's Iran getting their money? Well, now we find that even though our government's been talking about, of course, you know, all the sanctions on Iran, they've been giving a lot of companies under the table permission to go ahead and trade with Iran and keep their economy going so that they can suddenly supply the weapons for Hezbollah to aim at Israel. And then, of course, we're helping to arm Israel so they can fight Hezbollah and Iran and Syria. So a lot of this just doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, it really doesn't. And I guess that's part of, you know, oftentimes, you know, you hear rumors and rumors of wars. And certainly there's a lot of things going on. I'm not an expert in that area, but I do know that things are happening over there. You know, headlines, Egypt is on fire, and of course, there hasn't been, as far as I know, and from what I've watched on the news and so forth, not a lot of information being released. And again, it's something that they have a tendency to keep a little more to the quiet side.
Well, I will tell you that within the last 2 weeks, Hillary went to a meeting in one of the Arab countries over there, and all the leaders were there, and she said, "You will liberalize. You will give women's rights. You will allow democracy in your countries. If you don't, this whole thing is going to explode." And isn't it amazing that within 10 days of that talk, why the whole structure of society has simply crumbled over there? It's almost as if Hillary had advanced knowledge of what was going on. It takes a lot of money to get a revolution going. You don't get three fellows sitting together in a bar and saying, you know, let's have a revolution. How are we going to get a couple hundred thousand people in the streets? How are we going to pay off the military leaders so they don't bring in the military and just shoot all the demonstrators? Because that's what you ordinarily do. That's what they did in the United States during the Depression, when the veterans marched on the White House because they'd been promised a veterans benefit after the First World War vets, and people were starving. And they lined up the American troops, and they shot them down. They shot down all the leaders of the march. And this is the sort of thing that really happens. And this is what you ordinarily do. But if you pay off the military, get enough money to pay off the military, why, of course, the revolution succeeds. That's how the Russian Revolution succeeded. Lord Milner, you go back, Lord Milner, who headed Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, was there for the March Revolution, paying off the military so that they would allow the revolution to take place. And that's why I had a revolution in 1917 aimed at taking Russia out of the war, which of course was going to increase the pressure on his own troops, but that didn't matter. His loyalty was not to England. It was to this whole idea of the one world government. He had the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created. Rhodes died in 1902. Lord Milner led it in 1917. And he was over there fostering the Russian Revolution. All of the revolutions are financed. The Cuban Revolution was financed by the American CIA to bring Fidel Castro to power. We've got the documents that were written at that time going into the background, the testimony, my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, where he tells about how they knew that Fidel Castro was a communist. The president knew it. The State Department knew it, the CIA knew it, and the State Department, the CIA, brought Fidel Castro to power. He didn't win the revolution. We brought him to power. But people don't know history. The same thing happened in communist China. Nothing as it appears to be. But our job is to try to get people to study history and to question everything they're told. What, Cindy, is going to happen here in the economy? Have any ideas, Melody? Certainly the market's going up, but certainly it looks like we're going to be having real problems at the state level. I know here in California we're looking at a lot of our states, a lot of our communities are facing bankruptcy. They've got massive debts they can't repay. They've got massive pension obligations they can't meet. They're even talking about allowing not only municipalities and districts to go bankrupt, but allowing states to go bankrupt. Newt Gingrich says that they've introduced legislation, they will introduce legislation back in Washington, D.C., in Congress, to allow states to go bankrupt. Have you heard about that, and what are the implications?
Well, yes, I've heard about that. And, you know, you talk about the markets being at 12,000. I mean, you have the Fed going in there, putting money into treasuries and equities. The volume is low. Although someone told me today that They're talking about how people are actually coming into the market at this level, which pretty much makes sense because, you know, the sheeple out there, they come into the markets at the high like this, and then they're the ones that will lose their money. And so it kind of shows that there's a top at that level, if that is truly is happening. And the local and state governments, you know, you're going to have a lot of people with their pensions, things that they've worked or that was promised to them and so forth. They're just going to get pennies on the dollar. These states, they'll file bankruptcy. Those are the programs that will be eliminated. Those are the programs that will be shortened. The benefits, the social programs, they'll keep those going. But they're going to take the money from the people. And I just don't understand that people don't realize that if you have a nice pension right now or if you have a nice a form, do you really believe they're going to allow you to walk away with it? They prove it time and time again. Particularly, we have baby boomers that will be pulling their money out. They will not allow these people to walk away with a large retirement. There was a small group of people that were allowed to in the 90s, and that made everybody feel good. And again, it's amazing how they can control people and the masses, and how they can promote the agenda by allowing certain things to happen. It's the old, you know, tote the carrot in front of you, and they can move people in any direction that they want, but they will not allow you to walk away with it. And you're just like they did with the dot-coms in 99. People have huge amounts in their accounts, and it was reduced. Trillions and trillions of dollars was lost. We saw it again in 08 and 09. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars were lost, and we're going to see it again. And I think we're going to see it again by these state bankruptcies, these pension funds being paid pennies on the dollar.
I think you're absolutely right. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, Social Security is bankrupt. Medicare is bankrupt. The pension guarantee funds are bankrupt. And nobody's telling you. And you know, the difficulty is...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. the Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
You got a comment? Are you concerned about what's going on? Do you wonder how we got into this mess? It was planned that way, at least in my estimation it was. And certainly the recent commission that investigated the cause of the financial crisis said it could have been prevented. Well, I don't believe all these people were totally incompetent. I do know very well that Elliot Spitzer, the governor of the state of New York, wrote an article that appeared in the Washington Post. It was in February of 2008. We have copies of it, where he said all of the state attorney generals knew, all 50 of them knew, that the predatory lending practices which were to be allowed, were going to destroy our economy. It could bring out a financial crisis. It would destroy our nation. And all of the 50 state attorney generals wanted to begin passing laws to stop the predatory lending practices as far as homes were concerned. And the Bush administration said, you will not do that. We will prosecute you if you do. Or they threatened the states not to do what was necessary to avoid this crisis. And when Elliot Spitzer wrote an article that appeared in the Washington Post that mentioned this, 3 weeks later, the FBI released a report about Elliot Spitzer having an affair with an expensive prostitute, and the entire thrust of the argument shifted from why did the Bush administration prevent things from being done to stop this crisis to what a terrible person Elliot Spitzer is. It's the oldest trick in the world, ladies and gentlemen. It's called bait and switch. And you focus on the wrong issues so that you will not address the right issue, and that is this whole thing is planned, and it is to impoverish the American people. And they're doing everything wrong. They're certainly not trying to come up with a program that will save people's homes. After six programs, you would think that they might have somebody smart enough to come up with a program that would work. And it just hasn't worked. And you have to ask yourself, how could you be so incompetent unintentionally? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and your comments, Melody.
You know, pretty much everything that the government promotes or creates is designed not to work, like all the programs for people. And I've had people call me where, you know, they have known someone that was able to have their loans modified, but when they tried to do it, it didn't work for them, and there wasn't much difference between the two. So, you know, somehow or some way, it's been sort of like a selective process for those who can get it done and for those who can. So, most of these programs that the government creates, they're all designed to fail over a long period of time, just like we've seen for so many of the programs and the entitlements that we've talked about and where we are today. And it's, again, it is, and I agree with you, I believe it's designed, it's planned, and it's the agenda, and it's not talked about. And you're right, those who do want to talk about it, you know, they'll get their reputations destroyed, and everything will be refocused on something other than the true issue at hand.
And the most amazing thing is, of course, Elliot Spitzer was forced to resign as the governor of the state of New York. Then what do you do with him? Well, you can kill him or you can buy him off, and they bought him off. Now Elliot Spitzer has his own television program. He's becoming a television personality, prominent, and he is simply sold out to the other side. And this is what happens so often. You'll see this. People will write a book that really exposes what's going on, and somebody takes him aside and says, you will not do this again. If you do, why, of course, you will be destroyed or killed. Ronald Reagan, when he ran for the presidency, there were a number of people. I was told this by certainly somebody who was intimate. There was a group of Christian conservative leaders who went to Ronald Reagan after he had won the Republican nomination and said, Governor, you're going to win the Republican nomination, but you got to promise us under no circumstances will you pick George Bush as your running mate. You got Jack Camp, you got Ron Paul, you got a half a dozen people they named. And Ronald Reagan promised them that he would not pick George Bush as his running mate. And then he spent a weekend with Henry Kissinger and Gerald Ford. And the following Monday he came back and he picked George Bush, Trilateral Commission, Director of CIA, Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderberger, so the apartless Skull and Bones, the Secret Society, is his running mate. And Jerry Falwell went to see him, and he shook his finger, and Phyllis Schlafly and the others were there, and he shook his finger, and he said, Governor, you lied to us. You lied to us. And Ronald Reagan, I'm told, said, you don't understand, Jerry. I had no choice. I had no choice. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the story of what really goes on behind the scenes. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest, Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, have a question or comment for Melody or for me, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But before I go on, Melody, I want you to give our listeners an opportunity to get in touch with you. How can they reach you? And, of course, what will happen if they do reach you?
Our telephone number here at Discount Gold and Silver is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Our website, we have archives of a radio program, articles to read, and, of course, the question page on how to get started into purchasing gold and silver. Basically, the website was designed to let people know more about Discount Gold and Silver than just posting a bunch of coins and prices on there. The original website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. That's discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And when they call us here at Discount Gold and Silver, we listen to them. We try to educate them on the various types of coins. And it's very important to try to get, or not try to get, but to get the most product as you can for your dollars. That doesn't mean that you can't, you know, diversify into different areas. But if you keep that and you follow that guideline and you follow that rule, it'll keep you from purchasing product that you shouldn't purchase. And so that's very important to keep that in mind. And like the 90% silver is a great way to buy silver. And there's a lot of promotions on purchasing just like the Walking Liberty 50-cent piece. You pay a huge premium for if you specifically request that. But, folks, usually it's just a 90% 50-cent piece. And when you go to sell it, you're going to get the same price for that as you would a Kennedy half dollar. So, again, it's very important to get as much product for your dollars as possible, and that's what we do here at Discount Gold and Silver.
And, of course, basically the price of gold has been going up, you know, 18-20% a year for the last 3 or 4 years, and certainly the price of silver has even done better than that. But we're seeing on the, what I believe, on the verge of the collapse of the monetary system as we know it. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we've got Anthony calling from Utica, New York. Hi, Anthony, how are we doing?
Comment, I know
there we are. Hi, go right ahead, Anthony, go ahead.
Okay, I'd like a comment on this conversation. I know a lot of this is the government's fault, and I think some of the people, though, that got these mortgages were very dishonest. I know they interviewed people that lied on their credit app as far as their income, and then some of these mortgage brokers were so greedy that there's an instance, and well, a fellow that got $1 million mortgage, they never even asked for proof of his income. And I know another instance, I have a friend of mine that bought 11 houses to flip them in Florida so he could make a profit, and evidently things went bust there. So there's a lot of this blame to go around, and then I do know, too, that an interview plan, they wanted to have Barney Frank, who at the time was overseeing Freddie Mac and Freddie Mac during the Bush administration there, when Bush wanted him to investigate because they heard problems were going on in Freddie Mac and Freddie Mac, and Barney Frank said, oh, no, everything's fine, there's no problem. Come to find out, his boyfriend was one of the people in charge of Freddie Mac, and Freddie Mac would give him a lot of money for his campaign. So, you know, there's corruption, I think, wrongdoing and all the politicians, and the blame can be spread all over the place.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Anthony. Certainly the people who, many of the people who bought homes they couldn't afford. The people who sold them homes that they knew they couldn't afford. The people who wrote the mortgages, wrote mortgages on, you know, knowing full well that the people couldn't afford them. They did it anyway. But then, of course, all these mortgages were guaranteed, and the companies that guaranteed the mortgages certainly knew they were fraudulent. They guaranteed them anyway. And then, of course, the people wrote derivative contracts. So, you know, if like an insurance policy. And they didn't have any money to back the insurance policies that they were writing. And then, of course, you had the big banks that took these mortgages and bundled them together and, you know, then sold these what they knew were fraudulent mortgages designed to fail. They sold them to clients telling them they were AAA and guaranteed with an insurance policy on them. There was no way you could lose. Well, the truth of the matter was they knew there was no way they could win. So they were all in on this together. But the thing is that the federal government knew it, and the Bush administration knew it, and the attorney generals knew it, and they wanted to intervene. And, of course, they weren't allowed to. And when Elliot Spitzer tried to bring that out, immediately the FBI announces he's been having an affair with a prostitute and focuses his attention on Elliot Spitzer, rather than on this fact that these people, everybody knew what was going on except the American people.
But they're still not overseeing Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac.
You're absolutely right. In fact, basically, they hold about $8 trillion in mortgages. About $3 trillion are bad. But you don't have to worry, Anthony. It's guaranteed by the American people. And when it goes down, why, that'll be added to the rest of the national debt, which is right now about $14.1 trillion. And then there's another $3 trillion. For the money we're going to lose for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and then of course we got all the baby boomers retiring, and there's no way they can finance that. And basically, of course, pretty soon interest rates are going to go up. Right now, we're not paying very much for interest, maybe $300 or $400 billion a year. But what happens with the interest rates double or triple, and we're putting out a trillion and a half for interest? At what point does the whole system collapse? If you wanted to destroy a nation, could you do a better job than they're doing?
Oh, no, the terrorists in their government.
Right. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, Melody, do you have any thoughts or comments?
You know, these real estate programs and what we've seen, you know, again, that whole system, that whole area was designed. It was an agenda. From the beginning, from the low rates, so people could get in there. It was the way these big banks and everything make tons and trillions of dollars. But also, we had an economy that was failing back then. We never came out of that recession. They needed people to go in and have this equity out of their homes so they could go and buy. And that's what, you know, they had to keep the economy from failing. We never came out of that recession, you know. I mean, the airline industry was ready to all go under, to file bankruptcy prior to 9-1-1, and then after 9-1-1 was over, you know, everything was on this gauge. We have to, you know, buy in order, and that's what it was created. So I believe this whole part of it was created, again, to bring us out of that recession, just to keep this going on a little bit more, a little bit longer, to keep things going.
Anthony, if I could make a suggestion. Sure. Do you have a computer?
Yeah.
If you could go to our website, radioliberty.com, and we wrote a series of newsletters starting, I believe, in October of 2008. Read those and see what Alan Greenspan was doing. Greenspan's one of the smartest people around. He was actually encouraging people to take out these adjustable rate mortgages that he knew were eventually going to get them into a trap. He was totally against any regulation of derivatives, which is simply a trick by which you write insurance policies and you don't have any funds to back them up. He was doing everything he could to lay the framework for the destruction of our society. And I do not know whether he did this maliciously because he wanted to destroy this nation, or what, he's one of the great heroes of our time because he realized the only way we'd preserve our freedom was to destroy this economic system. Anything you'd like to say before you go?
Yeah, well, the same government, are they the same ones that are insuring my money in the bank with the FDIC?
Absolutely, and believe me, the FDIC is bankrupt as well.
Yeah, exactly. And how about Social Security now? I'm on Social Security.
You're in real trouble. I hope you have something else because Social Security is bankrupt.
That's right. We're all bankrupt. The whole country is bankrupt.
That's right.
The whole country is bankrupt.
The massive debt. And this is what happens whenever you have a totally fraudulent money system. Honest money, honest people, honest government. Dishonest monetary system, dishonest people, dishonest government. And that's
basically
where we are.
But now, why does God, if the Bible says that God lets everybody in authority, puts everybody in authority that's there, why is he letting these people in authority?
Maybe he is bringing his judgment upon this nation.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
God bless. Okay, let's go to Herman who's calling here from Carmel. Once again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And ladies and gentlemen, God does bring his judgment upon nations that turn against him. Hi, Herman. How are you doing?
Good. The State of the Union speech given the other night, Dennis Prager has an interesting column on his website. You can look it up, DennisPrager.com. And he points out that the camera never veered very far. And the reason it did not is because up above Mr. Obama's head are the words carved "In God We Trust." And then in the back of the room is a statue of Moses holding the Ten Commandments. And Dennis Prager points out, we never, ever, in any of the inaugurations, the media will never show those words. And many people don't know that that exists in Washington.
It's on. They start every session of the Supreme Court with a prayer. Why, of course, above the place where the Supreme Court justices sit, engraved in stone. It is a replica of the Ten Commandments, and they're actually engraved on the door of the room of the Supreme Court. But you must understand, they wanted to take God and prayer out of our schools because they wanted to destroy the faith of our young people. They know they can't destroy the faith of the other people, but they wanted to destroy the faith of our children because they knew if they could destroy it for one generation, they could destroy America. And the reason it happened was because the members of the Masonic Secret Society, which is founded in the occult, actually, and they worship the great architect of the universe who is not the God of the Bible. They controlled the Supreme Court for a period of 30 years, from 1941 to 1971, and during this time, they took God and prayer out of our schools. They knew what they were doing. They just didn't want the American people to know. And boy, they did a good job, because they knew if they could destroy the religious foundation of this nation, they could destroy this nation. That's what it's all about. It's all about a one-world government, the destruction of America, and a one-world religion, the destruction of Christianity. And they've infiltrated our seminaries, they've infiltrated our churches, and that's why we're in trouble today. And I lay the responsibility primarily at the door of our churches, and we need ministers with courage to speak out. We've got a few out there, and a lot of them listen to our programs. God bless them, and a lot of them even support Radio Liberty and what we're doing. And if you can find a good minister who's got the courage to speak out and tell people what's going on at this time, we hope you'll go to that church and support him. Anything else, Herman?
Well, a couple more things. I'd like to encourage, I know sometimes people listen to your program and they can get a little bit fearful about what's coming, but it occurs to me that, first of all, develop a personal relationship with God, where you pray to God and seek to develop some spiritual strength so you're not relying just on yourself, but on God himself. But also, stay as healthy as you can. In other words, don't just rely on Big Pharma and the doctor to keep you healthy. There are many common sense things we can do to eat healthier, do some exercise. You know, Jack Verlaine just died. He lived to be, I think, 96. He had a simple program. You can all look that up. But the other thing is develop a second career. If you are worried about your job maybe disappearing, well, get busy now developing some skills so that you can work. And I know many people who are in their 70s and 80s who still work part-time. And if you work for yourself, you'll have an income. And then finally, I wanted to ask Melody, you know, one of the problems, I have a friend recently, they bought some silver coins, but they said they were waiting and waiting and waiting till they had enough money to buy, you know, a few thousand dollars worth. And it occurred to me that if people would just buy in small amounts over many years, it would end up being a significant thing. So what are your comments about of somebody buying in small amounts, Melody?
Well, I agree with you, but there's a lot of dealers out there who have minimums on what they can purchase at one time. We don't. We encourage people, you know, because, you know, we work very hard to do a job well done and to get people delivered, and because we rely on referrals. So, you know, we do help everybody. But people really should look at gold and silver also as a savings. And just as you would put, you know, whatever you had on a monthly basis into a savings account, you can put it into gold and silver as a savings account, and it does accumulate. But you do have to be disciplined. And even gold and silver, if you have funds into a savings account, it's a little bit easier to access that. So I believe gold and silver is the best savings account that you can have. So, I mean, I agree with you. And we do small orders. Sometimes what we can't do for a small order, if someone says, well, I want this one particular type coin and they only want one, well, we can't do that. But I always have a good product, 90% silver, silver eagles, and even small fractional pieces of gold that people can purchase. And I keep an inventory specifically for orders like that. So I encourage it, and I think it's a great idea.
So, I think, Herman, the major thing is that gold is a means of storing wealth. But if you don't have a lot of money, then you want to be in silver, because that's what you would use, you know, certainly for trading. And so you need to have both. But I know Melody prefers gold, but I think if you only got a little amount to invest, you should be investing in silver. Would you agree with that, Melody?
I don't think I prefer gold. I believe I look to what's really suitable for a person. So, I mean, if someone was coming in for a smaller purchase, I certainly would suggest silver. So, absolutely, I think it's important to buy what's suitable for you and for your budget.
Melody, one more time, get your telephone number and web page out, will you?
800-375-4188. Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. And the website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. That's discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
Thank you so much for being with us. I guess it's been Melody Cedarstrom, and Melody does help Radio Liberty. We really enjoy having her with us. And Melody, we'll be talking to you again next month.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Good night. God
Good
bless.
Night. God bless.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and I shouldn't have let Melody go so soon. We needed her for the next 3 minutes, but let me just briefly review her.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and certainly we want to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there, we do hope that many of you give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you'd like to, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We also, of course, do hope that many of you will go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and look at the items we have. To understand what's really going on today, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or get the DVD or get the Brotherhood of Darkness special with a book, the DVD, and an audio tape, and listen to it several times. And get to the point where you can quote some of the items we have there, because it's a good overview, a short overview, but a good overview of what's going on. We, of course, carry the book, The Hope of the Wicked, by our good friend Ted Flynn. We think it's excellent. We hope that you'll want to get my talk on the world revolution, which is so apropos today, because, of course, we're seeing the world revolution increasing its tempo of violence, certainly in, as we see the revolution in Tunisia, the riots in Egypt, the riots in Yemen, the overthrow of the Lebanese government. Something serious is happening. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will want to get my talk on the forbidden secret. The forbidden secret. It comes with a syllabus, and, of course, it goes into the background of President Bush's remarks, going into the fact that there's an angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. He used that phrase twice in his first inaugural address. He included his first inaugural address with that phrase. You remember? You remember all the controversy around it? No controversy. They don't want you to understand what he's saying. His second inaugural address, where he talked about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. You must understand what the new order of the ages is. And what is that ancient hope he was referring to? Well, that's why you need to get our talk, The Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, you'll want to get my talk on The Dark Secret that's only available on CD. In a couple of weeks, we will have it available on DVD, talk we gave at the last conference. We hope you all read our newsletters. You go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can read our newsletters for free. You can watch our DVDs that we have posted there for free. You could have another section on DVDs around the web, but there's simply references to YouTube, link there to all sorts of fascinating information. You can certainly listen to our radio programs on a regular basis, MP3, iPod. You can listen to our archive programs, our live satellite feeds, our live programs. It's all available at RadioLiberty.com. Your job is to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological battlefield. And your job is to get other people listening and understanding and encourage them to prepare for the difficult times that lie ahead. Because they are difficult times financially and morally, and it's going to be very dangerous, I really fear, but you're going to have to learn to turn to the Lord and trust Him. And if you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord, start out reading the book of John. It's a good place to start. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America and that I love. Stand beside her and guide her.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for wanting to know more and not being satisfied with what you're told on television. Unbelievable. Got some